Fortune writer Aaron Griffith reports in an exclusive this morning that CEO Larry Page of Google, or Alphabet, or whatever it is at this particular moment, canceled the launch of a new product related to Google Maps called Google Here. Aaron Griffith joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on again. Now, can you describe what Google Here is or was or would have been?
Well, I never experienced it firsthand, but according to, you know, a document that I saw, it was basically a way for Maps to do that thing that everyone has been talking about for years but haven't really ever figured out, which is the dream of when you walk into or walk by a Starbucks, you know, your phone buzzes with a deal and suddenly you have a message that's tailored to you, tailored to where you are, and it kind of closes the purchase loop for the advertiser and the platform. And so that was kind of one use case. There were a lot of other use cases that were described, such as going onto a train platform and you get a notification that says exactly when your train is due to arrive, all kinds of kind of location-based things, all built into Maps. So that was the idea, but earlier this year it was killed for, you know, reasons that can only be speculated on, but, you know, there's a couple that I wrote about in my story.
And what were those reasons? I mean, it sounds like a pretty useful potential product. So what was it, the creep out factor that killed it?
I think that's, I mean, that was the understanding from everyone that I had talked to. It was both the idea that it was maybe a little bit too invasive in a time when we're all kind of talking about privacy and when Apple, you know, the other big operating system, is definitely making a big push talking about how all of their privacy settings are, you know, more pro-consumer, and that is definitely on purpose. They're trying to put themselves in diametric opposition to Google, which is, you know, pro-consumer, but also pro-advertiser. Apple only has one constituent. It's all consumers. They don't have to deal with advertisers. So, I mean, I think that was definitely a part of it, that Google always is going to be very wary about, you know, blending data between across its products in a way, making sure that it's not something that is jarring to the user. Like, how did Google know that? So I think that was for sure one concern. And the other one was, it's not quite clear whether or not a lot of advertisers are sophisticated enough to invest all of the resources that it would take into beacons and into location-based advertising. We all know this is coming, and we all know beacons are probably going to be a really huge part of retail, but you know, retailers haven't been super fast to adopt it.
I'm not exactly clear on how this differs. So as I understand it, we've all heard about garden variety beacon related iBeacon type apps, where basically an app creator can, you know, let's say a retail store, a typical example like Macy's or some big, you know, retail store. They put beacons around, and then the user has to download an app, the Macy's app or something like that. And then the app itself will detect the beacons, know where it is in the store, and then you get coupons or whatever it is, information. Apple uses this in their own stores. And the difference with this is that the user wouldn't install the specific app. It would pop up if they were using either Maps or Android. First of all, is that correct? And second of all, well, let's start with that one, that question, and then we'll go to my next question in a second. Is that exactly what is potentially controversial here, is that you don't need the explicit app?
Well, I actually think that's not controversial. That's the part that's really interesting to me, is that, you know, people aren't downloading apps anymore. And if they're downloading apps, they're definitely not downloading, you know, the Macy's app. You know, Starbucks has a pretty successful app. Walgreens, Target, you know, some companies have had a lot of success with their mobile apps. But in general, you know, a lot of the retailers don't really see the value of having their own specific app and then spending a lot of, you know, marketing behind that to try to get users to download an app. I mean, how many retailers do you really want on your phone? And so this idea is a way to talk to people in your store without having to make them download a specific app, because they already have Google Maps on their phone. So that's, developers are calling this appless distribution. And I think there's a lot to that. I think that's going to definitely be something that retailers will be interested in. But this particular version, for whatever reason, didn't quite work out. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw other versions of this coming from Google and other platforms.
And the other question is, you know, Apple has something that sort of reminds me of this, which is that if you, let's say you walk into the Starbucks, and, you know, the Apple itself, I guess the iOS itself, will detect the beacon that Starbucks has, and then it will put a little mini icon on your lock screen. And if you have the Starbucks app, tapping on that will open that app. If you don't, it'll say, hey, why don't you download the Starbucks app? That's, to me, completely non-controversial, and they're doing that sort of thing. Do you see, you know, Apple potentially doing something like that under the umbrella of what this could have been or would have been?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the direction we're going. It's interesting because it veers a lot. It veers pretty far into advertising, which is an area that Apple hasn't really had a lot of luck in. And actually, you know, like I was saying before, they're kind of moving away from that. They don't. They know that people get turned off by advertising, and they're kind of positioning themselves as opposing to that. So it would be really interesting for them to do that. But at the same time, I think they realize that there is an app discovery problem and a sort of distribution problem for all these app developers. They're saying build apps for, you know, iOS, but no one will ever find them. It's really hard to get people to download your app. And I think they're realizing that it might be a wise decision to, you know, make it easier for people to talk to users and help people find their apps. And so I don't know. I think that'll be an interesting area to continue to watch.